This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Fall. F-A-L-L, fall. Text the word fall to 72881. By the end of this hour, you get a chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. I've fallen and I can't get up. Fall. Message and data rates apply. One lucky national winner. It's going to get $1,000. All right, man. Fall. Jane has a trip to Vegas to see the Jonas Brothers. Friday, yeah. 4 o'clock hour. Two Jonas Brothers songs in a row at the end of the second one. Be calling 97. We'll fly you there. You stay at the MGM.
Are we going too?
We're not going.
Jane's going. Listeners are going.
Listeners are going. Is Jane going?
I don't believe
that
so.
Jane. She definitely
believe so.
Figured out a way to get to go.
Unless Michelle got her a trip, too.
She probably knows the Jonas Brothers. That one. She knows all the luminaries.
Oh, my God. And knows them by weird names. Robert Smith, she's like, oh, yeah, Bob. I'm like, who calls him Bob?
Only Jane. He's the only one that allows it, her to do it.
Oh, one time I was in...
Yeah.
Oh, one time? So I was there, I was with Bob, and... What?
Bob who?
You're
Bob
talking
Smith.
About the lead singer of The Cure.
Yeah, Bob. Yeah.
Musical hero.
It's Jane.
International superstar. Guy who can't put lipstick on to save his life.
He took one look at me, and he knew we were cut from the same cloth.
Unbelievable.
That was my Jane impersonation, by the way. Mm-hmm. You like that, Jane? It's Jane.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. Please text us all the time.
Yeah. And, by the way, stream us all the time, too. Stream, 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 stream.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Well, here's a couple that's taking care of business.
Okay.
Married 16 years. Conversation this morning. My wife. I'm going to be starting something soon and don't want you to go too long without. So, and then me. Okay. And they did it before he left for work.
Oh, lucky.
That's a wife that understands her man.
He's got needs.
And I think that's one of the things.
And I've got Aunt Flo.
That I think of is, don't you, as a wife, knowing your drives don't line up, but still, wouldn't you want to keep that person that you are
interested
married to.
Interested and satisfied.
From going, what else is there out there? Because I'm not getting it over here.
Yeah. I just think that women forget how strong that drive is for dudes. For some dudes.
Even in my own relationship, I've had my missus go. It's just for, you know, we're just going through a things, you know.
Yeah. No matter what I'm going through, this is always still happening. And it's funny because for women, I'm going through all kinds of stuff. That thing falls off a cliff. I'm like, who's thinking about that?
Months cannot pass. Mm-hmm. It's just not, doesn't work like that.
It's like you've got your computer. Just go play with that.
That's why I got married, so I could do that to myself all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And have kids. Well, clearly.
But Vinny, if you had a medical issue that kept you from being able to physically do it, would you give your wife a pass?
Hmm.
Is that the same as icing someone out? I don't think so.
No.
Would you give your wife a pass? She's iced out, whether you meant to or not.
I understand that.
You are her sex
First
life.
Of all, right. First of all, I would take all the Viagra, every one of them.
I would become guzzling
and then
the
you have a heart attack.
Well,
right?
Well, that's one way to end it.
Now she's free.
Aw.
Oh, she doesn't want to be free.
He quit doing the things that attracted me, and I quit doing things for him. Hmm. That's another person. Yikes.
You guys should break up.
Men cheat to... This is 408. Men cheat to stay, women cheat to leave. Oh. Is that true?
Interesting.
That might be true, huh?
I can stay. If, as long as I'm getting this on the side, I can stay with her.
I can hang.
But a woman's like, he has not given me what I need.
Right.
I'm
going
to go find someone else to be in love with.
That's interesting. I never heard it put that way.
That's a good quote.
My ex-boyfriend and I sent Kama Sutra pictures to each other one time, and when he was on a business trip discussing what he wanted to try next, we found out later that his 9-year-old son found the pictures on his phone and asked his mom, "Why does Daddy have these pictures on his phone?" Apparently, she had to have the talk after that. Very awkward the next time we saw his mom.
It's tough. It's hard. I just feel like you should make it clinical. Don't, if you make a big deal about it and you look all embarrassed and kids are just like, whoa, what have I stumbled onto here? I'm like, this is for adults, but I'm going to answer your questions right now. I felt like that was like a decent parenting moment. I haven't had that many of them, but I didn't freak out when my kid found a porn.
Yeah.
You're a Marin, you're a power mom of the Bay Area. You've had a lot of them.
No, fewer than you'd think.
I bet a lot more than I think. Vinny and Sarah, happy to be able to listen to you guys again from my desk at my job in Connecticut.
Yeah, stream us.
Sarah, sorry about Tom, but rooting for our Niners.
It's okay. It's not my Tom. I want the Niners to win. That's the only care factor I have in football. And I want my husband to be happy, so, you know, that's why I root for the Patriots.
Kesha on the Colbert Show. Yikes, what a hippie stoner. She made no sense. My God. Could not watch her.
No.
You see that?
I didn't.
You watch his show?
I do. I haven't seen that. I usually just watch monologues. I might watch one guest if it's something good or if they pre-sell it and sounds interesting. You know, watch a little, see how it's going.
Has he gotten good at interviews?
He's okay. Jimmy Kimmel's the best. I really like Jimmy Kimmel's style. Actually, I actually think that Ellen DeGeneres is a great interviewer. She's really relaxed. She doesn't get flustered.
Mm-hmm.
She
laughs
is,
a lot.
She
and
does.
Makes it very comfortable.
She does.
For everyone around her.
But Jimmy is. I think he's great. He's not afraid to ask the questions. Then he has, and he's funny in interviews too. He's really quick on his feet and will come up with like some funny thing. To, of course, people when they go on television interviews or they're sitting down across from. Those people are stars in their own right. Ellen, Jimmy Kimmel.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting across from this person, and it isn't a run-of-the-mill interview where they turn it on. They've dressed for this. They've got
right.
the call, you know. So it's a whole different animal.
I have trouble with those shows because often I don't feel like they do a good job making it feel like they haven't pre-produced and pre-discussed what we're going to talk. So. Been on any trips lately? Yes, I have.
Well, as a matter of fact,
I was out with my family, and here's a great story that's going to be super funny. Like,
right. Oh, and we just happen to have photos from it.
Okay. Like, I really have fallen off all those shows because they all have that same formulaic produced interview where you know, and I get it. They've got 5 minutes,
right?
And they got to get to the, I'm not interested.
Well, I guess he couldn't prepare for Kesha. Hippie windbag.
Good morning. Love you guys. Two things. I'm a nurse at Packard Stanford Children's Hospital. Thank you so much for donating to them. Second, regarding the old days before downloads and home devices, my sister and our friends would call the radio station, request a song live on air, and sit by our Mickey Mouse radio and wait with our portable cassette player to record our favorite songs.
Oh, yeah.
Long-time listener for 21 years.
I remember those days.
I never did that.
And then... suddenly, there were tape-to-tape machines, too. Remember that when all of a sudden those came out? So you could take a mixtape or somebody's cassette version of something and make your own. Oh, it was so great. And they would degrade. Like, every time you switch the recording from one cassette tape to the other, it would just degrade by whatever percentage. Oh, I miss those days.
Gary Clark did This Land Is Mine. It was so good, Vin. Yeah, I didn't see it. And here's another one. Vinny, Grammy Award-winning artist Tool is the last remaining rock band. They should have been booked to play that show. They won a Grammy. They're relevant as rock bands go,
right.
As in putting out new music. Why wouldn't you book them?
Can't think of one reason, Vinny.
They would have torn it up. There wouldn't have been that my pants are too tight and my hips hurt walk that you were making fun of.
Hang on. Let me get into position here. I'll be there soon. Hold on. I gotta get over
By the way, that is a clip from yesterday that Vaughn put up, right, Vaughn?
That's a good
saw
one.
Saw that
Vaughn.
One? Yeah,
good
yeah,
job.
I saw it. It was funny.
All right, I'm going to go back to my seat now. Well, my denture slipped a little bit there.
Uh-oh.
Walk this way! Talk this way!
Vin, I'm still holding on. I'm still buying CDs and vinyl. I buy vinyl, too, and I guess that's how I'm going to collect music going forward.
Yeah.
Because
you can get more and more of it, too. Like, there's more and more places I walk into. I'm like, you have a record rack? All right, let me see what you got. A lot of it will be classic stuff. I like that. Records. It's just the olden days, you know? I had to sit next to your you weren't doing anything else necessarily. I mean, you might put on a record and walk away from it, but you were there. You were babysitting your music. You were careful about how you handled the disc and how you kept the stylus clean and
yeah.
had that little duster and you handled everything by the edges. You were gentle with it. It was precious. Now, what do you want to hear? I got it right here. Whatever it is. I don't know. What is there, like a Kid Rock record that's not on there? I think even he's given up and he's on there.
Kid Rock is.
Yeah. I'll get you anything. You want Mozart? I got it. You want Tool? Yes.
I was listening to the... I already told you the one about the person who just loved the Peter Discovery.
Oh, yeah.
They loved it.
Fantastic. This time yesterday, I ruined some guy's life by saying that. Maybe he's not ruined, but I'm sure he doesn't want
it's
any
association. It's not ruined. I'm sure he's thrilled.
Oh, I'm sure.
Any chance you can wish my baby boy a happy birthday? He turns 10 today. His name is Trey, and he knows his mama loves Sarah and Vinny.
Aw.
How old is he?
10?
10.
Happy birthday.
I love that name.
Vinny, shame on you. You're making it sound like the only reason gay men are together is because of their sex drive. Bad stereotype.
Yeah,
not
Vinny.
All men are base
gosh.
Like you.
Yeah.
I'm pansexual. I fall in love with the person. I don't care about what genitalia they have.
Oh, all right.
That's
I think
the
that's
pansexual?
What I said.
I don't know.
I don't know what the hell
something
I said.
Something like that. Yeah, you pretty much got it.
I don't even know. I don't listen to myself, so I don't know what I said. What'd I say again?
Well, I'm staring at you, so I have to listen. So.
Yeah, I'll tell you what you guys said, but I don't know what I said. Sometimes Vinny will start talking, and I'm finishing like something up, and I start listening to him, and like just garbage comes out of my mouth. Like I listen back to myself and go, oh, that was... I didn't really say anything there. Like,
sometimes after the show, I go, I don't even remember what we talked about
I can't
today.
Think like, of one
what,
thing. I know.
What...
Well, it's exhausting. It's draining.
Yeah. It's a lot of words floating around.
707 says, tell Sarah I did identical twin brothers for years.
Ooh, that's hot.
Wow.
Yeah, good for you.
925 says, thank you, Vinny, for bringing Peter to life in the studio. That was a good laugh watching The Looking Glass.
Did you say that's already? That is. I just watched it. That's the clip of the day today. Is Vinny putting on his Peter costume?
It's already up.
Yeah, it was up.
Okay, but, I have to go and look at it.
You know, what's going on with the these extended clips now that we can do? I don't even know how to do that. Like,
I think he does that. He puts them up and then adds to the story. Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that how it works? I can't figure that out. Some
it's
people can put up these really
more,
long.
A watch
yeah.
more option.
But how would I do that if I had a video that was longer than a minute?
Oh, you just upload it. Is that
really?
Right, Vaughn? Pretty sure you just
Vaughn
upload
show
it.
Me.
Yeah, he said,
I'm getting a thumbs up.
Yeah, you give me thumbs up.
Because sometimes it's like, 5 seconds left. And I'm like, well, I don't know where to cut this. I don't know how to work this thing. I guess I just won't post it. I don't know what to do.
Vinny, that's funny. I distinctly remember where I was when I told my mom I was ready to go by 65. I was 11.
Well.
Yeah, you just don't realize. You think you're going to, tap out before things start to break down and you're all elderly. But then once you get to 50, you're like, 65 is right around that darn corner.
Right. I can see it from here. It's coming up over the curve of the earth right at me. Staring down the barrel of 65.
My Grammy will be 102 this year. She lives alone in the house she raised her kids in. Other than needing a hearing aid and blood pressure meds, she's perfectly healthy.
Yeah.
That's how I'd like to be.
Yeah, that's what you want, you know? It's another thing, too. Sometimes your body stays healthy and your mind goes. That's what I don't want. You know,
mm-hmm.
Put me down, man. Ugh.
Nobody gets to put you down.
I can put myself down. I'll do it.
You think.
Well.
But then you'll be like,
I know,
I don't
I'll
know
be like,
how to do it.
Right. You know, that's probably the sounds I'll make.
I told you this already. This is a true story. My buddy's dad said to him, If I find myself, you know, going Alzheimer's, you need to take me out. Well, his dad now has it because it runs in their family.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I'm not going to kill my dad. That's not happening.
No, it's not going
to
happen.
So what, you know, what is this crap? I'm supposed to go kill the guy?
Sign something early and you go up to one of those death camp things that they got.
Death camp?
Death camp?
Yeah.
Where
north,
is this?
I don't know. Oregon. They'll kill you.
There's no death
camp. Sure
camps.
There are. It's called the woods. Go out and camp right there. Put your elderly people out.
Summer
the
camp?
Woods.
You mean summer camp?
I do.
What is this crap?
Don't worry. They're
death
not coming
camps.
Back. You know, they go back to nature. They go to the wild. They live or die. It's up to them.
Jesus.
They
got
to make it work. Just send me to death camp. I just, you know, it'll be a couple hard days. It'll be over. Good times. The death camp.
Unbelievable.
One of my favorite places. You just don't want to be that person. It's horrifying. I have some Alzheimer's on my side of the family, too. And I'm like, oh, no. No thanks. I just said I can already. Now, like, anytime I can't find my keys, I'm like, that's it. It's coming.
When you find them in the fridge.
Right? Don't laugh.
Well, the worst part is this guy's not going to remember having told his son he should put a pillow on his face. So if he's caught in the middle of the act.
Why is the stranger murdering me?
Can't even say I told him to do it.
Right.
There he is going up the river. Do they still say that?
I don't know.
Does that mean you're going to jail?
Yes,
you're going up the river.
He told me. No, I did not even know this person. All right, we're going to take a break. I think we've said enough.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Yuzette, you're right. Some stories we shouldn't tell on the
air. That's right, Sarah.
Yeah. Bad news.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
Big announcement, first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So well, we announced Justin Bieber today.
We did.
Oh,
so it's, yeah. I think it's bigger than that.
Oh, you think so?
I do.
Oh, my goodness.
So first thing in the morning, be here at 5:45.
Yeah.
Is that when you want to do it?
Yeah.
All right. And that's all we have to say for today. There's nothing else. We're not going to say anything else. We're just going to leave you with that. What could it be? It's kind of exciting.
Let me ask you this.
Okay. Oh, we're going to keep going.
Well, I'm going to get on the horn after we get, you know, people say that, right?
It's for the phone call.
Right.
Get on the horn.
All the old phrases.
That's like, 'cause in the olden days, we used to pick up actual horns and yell them to them.
Hey!
Going up the river, get on the horn, and I'm going to find Peter Polopoulos and get him booked on the show.
We're not booking him on the show. That's ridiculous. He's a private citizen. Like, I shouldn't have said his name.
Yep, but if he
don't
says...
Don't say his name again.
If he says he's cool with it...
He doesn't even know what his name is.
And he'd love to reconnect...
He wouldn't. He won't... I promise you that dude will not remember me.
I promise you that I'll find out, and then we'll go from there. If he says absolutely not, I'll say wrong number.
Well, you are brave. So, yeah, all right, great. Boy, tomorrow's going to be action packed. Catch you then.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.